Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown up.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Nice to have you along. Big Sue will be returning to our show on Monday. Coming up, we have Billy B and his young hot prop bets, and we're here for him. Hell yeah. Latest on that.
Wait, I didn't know that we had those out. That's great.
Yeah, I've got them here for you.
Oh, tickle me, excited.
So we'll get to that, but I wanted to tell you about Gremlin University. I want to talk about this because, it's pretty wild. Now, you know the Savannah Bananas? You know those guys?
I do, yeah. I've actually watched, I didn't finish it, but I watched a lot of the documentary on, I think, ESPN or ESPN Plus about how they came to be. It's fascinating stuff.
How did they come to be?
Basically, it was a guy who was kind of obsessed with, like, Bill Veeck and unique sports owners past and had this idea to do this thing. And, like, he and his wife basically, like, mortgaged their house and slept on the floor of a rental or sold their house to, like, try and make this work. And it almost didn't come home. And now it's become this total sensation.
Well, if you don't know the Savannah Bananas, they're a minor league team in Savannah, Georgia. And they just do bits. Look them up. They're hilarious. I mean, they're great. Dude, they pack. I think they just recently went on a tour to big stadiums.
Yeah.
And packed the places.
Last weekend, they sold
Where
out.
Where were they?
They were at Clemson University's football stadium.
That's right.
81,000.
81,000 showed up to watch them.
And they've sold out multiple NFL stadiums. They've sold out Fenway Park. They like
great stuff. And if you haven't seen them, I don't know how to describe it. Like
they're doing bits.
Yeah,
it's like baseball meets TikTok.
But it's
like
funny.
There's unique rules to it. Players. It's a little bit like watching. You know what it's like? It's like watching the Harlem Globetrotters,
right,
on a baseball diamond.
Yeah, like one of them I saw their bat was on fire. Mm-hmm. Guy pitching from stilts.
Yeah, they're a lot of them. You know, the umpires do flips when they punch the guy out. Like everyone's doing bits all the time. There are certain like unique rules. If a fan catches a foul ball on the fly, the batter's out, and so that encourages fan engagement and stuff like that. They have a unique structure in which it limits the time. I think they only play for like 2 hours total, and once you win an inning, that's over. So you don't like spend time like putting six or seven runs on the board. You just go to the next one, and
they get it.
They've got a whole thing that like you can keep it in a tight little bundle, and I think they're now are they getting a broadcasting deal now too?
Do they?
I think they're
great.
Getting one. Maybe
that's awesome. They're entertaining as hell. You should check them out. It's there's nothing like it really in sports. Harlem Globetrotters is a good comp. And the reason I bring up them is, well, this is not that, but it's a play on that. And I'm talking about Gremlin University, and you're going to need to look up some videos. And like I said, there's a reason why I'm bringing this up when Suk is not here, because he would just absolutely torch these kids, because it's obnoxious. But what it is they're an AAU team, and I think they're in Dallas, and I believe they're only eighth graders. Like, they're young punks, and they are grade A trolls. So in their games, and the thing about it is they're pretty good. Their coach is a guy by the name of Not So Air Jordan. and he has 1.3 million followers on YouTube.
Wait, that's like his handle? That's not his name.
Well, not his name, but okay. You know what I mean. Yeah, it's not so Air Jordan. And he sells Gremlin merchandise. He has 1.3 million YouTube subscribers, and he's like that.
Yeah, Suk would hate this.
Oh, yes. Once you see this guy, Not So Air Jordan, and then see their bits, this is why it's not the Savannah Bananas. Savannah Bananas is just funny, good stuff. This is just trolling. It's kind of mean. Like, for example, there's this white kid. He has an awful mullet with dreads. He humps the ball before he shoots the three. Are you watching at all?
I've pulled up some of the videos now. I'm trying to listen and watch at the same time, but yeah, I get the idea.
So he humps the ball before burying a three. Then he crab walks back on defense. There's another kid who throws down a dunk. He grabs someone's phone, and he's taking a selfie with it as he gets back on defense. So, and then in the video, they actually end up getting a steal on defense. They pass ahead to him. He lays it in, and he's still got the phone in his hand. So these are the kind of trolling. These are the kind of things that they're doing. They're very cocky. They're obnoxious. The problem with them is they're actually pretty good, and they're gaining some traction. And Not So Air Jordan is now selling merch. He's like the you know that cocky, skinny, shaved head white kid at the gym who's actually really good, but he talks way too much s.
Yeah,
you know, like, yep.
This looks like that guy from the pickup court.
That's who that is. Mm-hmm. That's the coach. But my question about this, if you see these videos, does any part of you like this for the kids?
No.
Because I know Suk would just be absolutely all over these guys.
No, I mean, I think trash talking in sports is fun, but like doing bits that are supposed to be like and one mixtape diss tracks is like not right thing.
It's AAU.
And they're so young.
They're very young. That's part of it too. It's like, yeah, they're punks. But it's kind of, I don't know, I guess where I'm going with it is they're having fun. And if we want kids to play sports, I mean, where's the line for having fun? Like, how much bad stuff do we put up with for our kids to enjoy sports? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is them now. Like, not all of them. And of course there needs to be sportsmanship. I'm not advocating for all that. I just think that, you know, it's kind of funny to watch it.
Yeah.
They're punks, it's like, but what's it's kind of funny.
I guess the question is, like, what's the end game? What does this accomplish for them or anybody else?
I just think they get, well, it's they want to sell
like,
merch.
Is this fun?
I think they're having fun. I think it's probably also creates a lot of fun for teams trying to beat them.
Yeah, I bet teams hate them.
Yes. And then they sell, you know, they want to make money.
Are the kids getting any of the money?
I don't know about that. I don't know what Not So Air Jordan's up to, but yeah. I'm guessing
let
it's
me,
no good.
Let me guess. It's going towards his too expensive haircut.
But, you know, I mean, like, is AAU any good anyway? Don't we always rag on AAU? I don't know. This leads, okay, so then I was reading another story about, this was Wall Street Journal. They had an article recently about the new biggest fashion statement in all of sports. Do you know what it is? The biggest fashion statement in all of sports.
Hmm. Like by how much it costs, or is like as far as most popular, what people wear?
Yes, the latter. And I mean, it costs money too, but it's, you know, like how baseball players, you know, they've kind of brought in the chains.
Sure.
Football, they kind of tighten up the rules on what you can and can't wear. Cleats are a big thing in baseball, colors, shoes in basketball. You know, I mean, I don't have to keep going.
Yeah. I'm trying. I don't know.
It's Little League Baseball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
I've seen a little bit of this.
Yeah. So
the sliding mitts and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sliding mitts.
It's a whole industry for kids who do not need them.
No, they don't. But again, this goes with Gremlin a bit. It's like, look, if kids are interested in that kind of stuff, so there's like sliding mitts, there's
batting gloves,
snappy
obviously.
Shades, like, yeah, oddly colored arm sleeves.
Yep.
They have really interesting new sleek helmets that they make for them. There's leg guards, there's elbow pads, there's pencil bats. I mean, basically, in this article, it was talking about how it all just lets them express their personality.
Yeah.
They want thunderbolts. They want bold colors. Bryce Harper said he loves it.
It's kind of, I don't know if it's his thing, but he was a guy that when he first got here was interested in breaking the mold, doing my own thing, being someone that's recognizable, a face, and kind of is pushing the envelope of what people are comfortable with.
Yeah, and he said he loves it, and he tries to match anything. In what he does, he tries to match it, like his shoes to his belt to his gloves, whatever. He's got bits out there just like they do. Because he knows that kids don't like to match stuff. They like ill-matched stuff. I don't know. That is a little bit like Skibidi Toilet. But Jazz Chisholm was quoted in the article, and he said he tried a glove a couple years ago that looked like a melting ice cream cone. Did you know this? Did you ever read about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he called it cookies and cream.
Yeah, that was like that was the first like kind of viral one that really sparked a big thing.
Yeah, and Major League Baseball nixed it, so he can't use that. But, I mean,
Harper has like a Philly Fanatic one.
A glove?
Sliding mitt.
Oh, sliding mitt, yeah. Yeah, and those look like oven mitts. They slide so they don't
I guess
bust
they
up
don't
their
jam
fingers.
And break their hands, yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad thing for baseball in our culture if kids, because we always talk about, well, kids, you know, if baseball's too boring or this or that, it lets them express their own personality. What's wrong with that? And it goes kind of in vain with the Gremlin University thing.
I think what's wrong with it is that there would be a lot of coaches and parents and even, I guess, kids who are into the game that are we can't make it about that. Because as soon as, at a certain age, if that becomes the thing and you're just showing up to show off the new bangles that you have, like, are you playing baseball? Are you interested in playing baseball? Like, is that?
I mean, I think you can make it about that to some extent. I mean, you can let them have that.
Yeah.
But then also.
But I think the way kids are, then it becomes a status thing and a who's got the cool new thing. And it's like, that becomes now a focus.
So is this now, are you saying it's going to ruin the sport eventually?
No, I just think that there, you know, there's a time and I don't think it would ruin the sport. I just think it's like, if you're making accessorizing the sport the big thing, it takes away from,
are making it the big thing. Certainly coaches aren't.
But, yeah, and coaches hate it. They're like, go out there and just catch the ball. I don't care what color your arm sleeve is.
Yes, because we're all dads.
And that's the part I think that's
annoying. We all think that way, but if the kids like it and it helps them get into baseball, what's wrong with it? So that's kind of how I view it. There's a company called Absolutely Ridiculous. And it designs a lot of this stuff. They were mentioning in this Wall Street Journal article, the guy who owns it and does all the designs is a former Division I player, but he remains anonymous because he says he wants it to be about the art of what he makes. And this is happening a bit in golf, too, with the golf bros. You know, the wild sayings on hats and the colorful socks and the shoes and the shirts. It's no longer khaki pants and a white polo, you know. Showing a little personality in our sports is not a bad thing. Now, I'm like everyone listening right now who, like my dad or even me, wouldn't have been having this when I was a kid. But, you know, count the ways things are different now. You got specialization in all these sports. You know, when we were kids, we'd go out and play football in the fall and basketball in the winter and baseball or maybe a golf or tennis or something, an individual sport in the spring. And that's just what you did. Now it's individual year-round coaching versus just playing. So sports have really changed. And this is, you know, I mean, this is the next thing. I'm not sure it's that awful. I try hard not to be like yell at the clouds guy, even though I can be.
And I don't know that it's awful, but I already, like, as a fan of Major League Baseball, I'm like, why is a guy on a team that's navy and red wearing a highlighter yellow sleeve? Like, what are we doing here?
I guess the next debate would be, how much do we tone down these antics and the expressions in sports? Because it has begun, and you know it's going to go too far, okay?
Yeah.
We know it's going to get there with something, I don't know, maybe vulgar or something that shouldn't be So, I mean, can't you just tweak rules? Like,
sure.
I mean, what's wrong with a few different colors? You know?
Yeah.
Are we overreacting a little bit? At any rate, I think it's...
I don't think there's a problem with it. It might just not be for me.
Yeah. You're an old man.
A little bit.
And you know Sue could be all over this.
Yeah.
I mean, hating this. Especially Gremlin. But it is...
Definitely Gremlin.
It's a thing.
The team's whole purpose is to troll and do bits.
Somebody else said, so you can, you know, you can text us here. Did you guys know that? Fan text line, 503-864-6326. Somebody said makes it less accessible for lower income families. I think that's right. I do think that's right. That's a bad element of it because not everybody can afford all this crap. RJ says, just wait till your kids get older, Buck. You just wait.
Oh, I know.
And I think that is it. It's like a lot of guys out there listening right now are dads and are going through this, and we don't like it. We don't like a lot of things our kids do or say, or but we're, you know, it's our job to guide them. And, you know, if they want to express themselves with some funky shoes and you can afford it, is that horrible, or is that something where you got to put your foot down? I mean, is this where we put our foot down?
I don't think it's horrible. And no, I don't think it's where we put our foot down.
I guess
be my preference.
The bigger question is how much bad stuff do we need to put up with for our kids to enjoy sports? Because don't we always have that in the back of our heads that, you know,
yeah, a little bit.
We love sports, and kids just aren't. They're not playing at the rate we. They just don't love them the way we did. And
well, they're,
what
they're,
is that going to mean
in sports? The instant satisfaction isn't there with like it is in some of their other activities right now. And so, there's plenty of satisfaction in sports, but it takes time to work up to that. And it takes practice, and it takes, you know, commitment. And there's a lot of the youth right now is like, what have you done for me in the last 30 seconds with my thumbs?
Yeah. Somebody said the kids are into baseball just for the gear, not the game. Well, what I'm saying is, okay.
Does it get more kids in baseball?
Hey, they're, at least they're into baseball.
Are they, or are they just into gear?
Well, he's saying, but that's what I mean. Like, I think that's where we as parents and coaches come in, and maybe they fall in love with the game. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just wear their pink shoes and move on. I don't, you know, okay. But can't hurt, can it, to have more kids interested?
I wouldn't think so.
For even if it's for... not the best reasons that we don't agree with, but yeah, RJ said as well, he says he's just waiting for the first pencil bat, or sorry, penis bat. You ready for that, Buck? Wait till your kid comes up to you. He's like, Dad, I need this penis bat.
Yeah, I need,
you're gonna be like, oh,
yeah, I need to get him what he needs. I need to get the Hammer Dong 4000, and I need it for Christmas.
You just described my 12-year-old spot on pencil bat, arm sleeve, sliding mitt, blue sunglasses. He has it all. It's a thing. The kids.
And I think if you're a parent and you start shelling out for all that stuff and your kid doesn't like going to baseball or doesn't
or
like,
he sucks.
Or like, you're like, what are we doing here? Yeah. I could spend, you know, wouldn't we all be happier if this money were spent elsewhere?
We do always. I mean, you had that kid, right?
Of course.
Always had those kids on the Little League team, and we'd pretty much share everything. Like, I'd be out there in freaking ripped up jeans.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always remember the kid who, like, the kids on my team. Because we played with the same kids the whole time. They were twins, and they always had the best stuff, the best bats, the best gloves. They couldn't hit a lick.
Yeah, there's always that kid that got the new state-of-the-art stuff first, and it was because his dad thought it would make him the best on the team.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm going to help my kids succeed. They went like 0 for 54 for the season. Anyway, look up Gremlin University. It's a AAU team in Dallas. Grade A trolls. It's, boy, I tell you, it's not for the faint of heart, but I don't know. The youth are different nowadays. The kids, we want them playing sports. Maybe this is the price. All right, Buck is going to get excited. He has tight sports pants because coming up next, we have Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson prop bets.
Yeah.
And the latest on that story when we return on The Fan. I'm going to read a couple texts here. On the ruin the sport question, it's probably fine as long as all the extra fancy gear doesn't turn into a barrier of entry for the kids, like kids who could be good at baseball but never try because they can't afford the goodies and get turned off because the goodies are a status symbol they can't get. Good point. I think it's, yeah. Have you ever, like, we all played youth sports, or many of us did, and it's like, to me, this kind of stuff is inconsequential. Maybe some kids can afford it, some kids can't. But for whatever reason you come out to try out for a team or play on a team, a lot of times that stuff really is kind of inconsequential. Like, look, if it gets them out there, that's great. My point is like, how many times did you play a sport where the coach and your experience of that season either turned you onto that sport or off from that sport? I mean, it really comes down to that. Yeah. It doesn't come down to gear. It's that. It's like, I in other words, what I'm saying is I think this kind of stuff, what we're talking about here is Little League Baseball has become like the fashion statement of sports. Kids need all this fancy, colorful stuff, and they want it, and it's part of an expression that they all compare. But if that gets them out there, I think that's where, as parents and coaches, we can get our hooks into them if we make it an enjoyable experience for them. And then there probably are going to be some that are going to be out there just for the gear, and they'll probably fade away. So what? That's fine. Not everybody loves it. Yeah. So, anywho's these. Somebody else said, Gremlin University exists because people can't be punched in the face when acting like trolls anymore. Yeah, that would end real quick with, you run into the wrong team.
Yeah, if the fists of justice could talk, that would be something that wouldn't go on for very long.
No. So I have prop bets here.
Yeah.
I want to see where your money will go.
I don't know that my book is going to be offering these, but I'm interested.
Well, these are from Jimmy Shapiro, our old friend Jimmy Shapiro. He always sends us fun little prop bets. This is on the Bill Belichick Jordan Hudson saga, which, by the way, latest news, because now, as we predicted here, and pretty much everyone in the world predicted, everyone's sniffing around the Jordan Hudson family and
her real estate,
portfolio. Everything's coming out now because they stirred up a dander. Everybody's got to, checking old tweets and the whole thing. She now has an $8 million real estate portfolio, they said. And that's within, 16 months, I think?
16 or 18 months, yeah.
Starting to date Bill. Must be nice. They also interviewed, this was in Yahoo, they interviewed a bunch of her, apparently she's trying to be Miss Maine. She's from Maine.
Yeah, she's trying to be a pageant girl, or at least she was a pageant girl or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of the girls, they interviewed a couple of her other contestants, and they would be like, well, most of the time these girls are just looking for status and money. She already has that, so we don't understand why she's trying to be Miss Maine. And then we find out too that her mom runs a sex toy shop.
Apparently.
Is that what we've...
In Providence or something like that?
It's in Providence, yeah. It's called Toys of Eros.
Sure.
Okay. Sex shop. Sex positive boutique. And I even went on their website. Just checking it out. And it says that they have educators on hand to assist if should you need that.
Eros refers to passionate or sexual love, desire, or the life force that animates the universe.
And like I said, if that's the worst thing that comes out of the, whatever, sex shop. But it is kind of odd. It's just, they used to be fish. So she grew up, her parents are divorced, but she grew up in Maine, and they had a business called Frenchman's Bay Fisheries. And it went bankrupt after the area that they fished closed. They closed it off in 2000, and they went bankrupt. So, but her parents divorced, but she grew up fishing. And
Was that the inspiration for the Bill fishing mermaid photo?
I'm guessing so. And then the mom moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts.
There you go. Not Providence. Yeah. Provincetown. Okay. Yeah.
And she manages, she's the manager there. Toys of Eros. At any rate,
I can go and use sex doll from here out.
God. Jimmy Shapiro sent us this. And it is, they always put together fun props, the Belichick girlfriend saga props. This is from betonline.ag. Okay, so will Bill Belichick be coaching North Carolina in 2026? I mean, we already talked about this.
We asked that question yesterday, and I think that's a hard question to answer.
I think no. I would bet on no. The no right now is plus 300.
Really?
Yes.
The value is way too good on that. I would take that for the value.
Yeah. I think there's a real chance he's not.
It feels closer to 50-50.
Because you're hearing all these rumblings that people at UNC are already fed up with him and
her. Right. And even though he's not saying it, he wants that NFL record.
Yeah, exactly. And when these things, I think when these things start spiraling, they crumble really fast.
Yeah.
And it really seems like this thing's
spiraling. It will wear on, I mean,
in him. You don't wish for
this,
like, him.
It'll wear on them. This it already is, I bet. I bet there's already cracks there behind closed doors.
Will Belichick be coaching North Carolina in 2026? Yes is minus 500.
Nah.
Got to lay a pretty penny on that. Will Belichick and Hudson break up in 2025? So you've got several months. Yes, plus 200. No, minus 300.
Again, I like the value of the plus money.
Yeah, so...
I mean, if it's up to her, the answer's going to be no, but...
Right.
Things are pretty off the rails that he hasn't even coached a game there yet, and this is still pretty new.
So again, just to explain for those that don't know, plus 200 means if... The plus means if you bet 100, you will win 200. The minus means if you bet 100, or you have to bet 300 to win 100. So it's all per a $100 bet. What will happen first? Belichick Hudson get engaged, or Belichick no longer coaching UNC? Ooh, that's pretty good. Right now, you can you have to.
I'll say no longer coaching. I don't think he's in any hurry to put a ring on it. He could just be with her clearly,
unless
she's holding something over him that is going to force a marriage. I don't know.
Here's another thing: Steve Belichick's wife came out and said, "Yeah, she's pretty weird. We don't really like her." And
Steve Belichick's wife did his son's wife did.
Is that right? Huh. Yeah, his son's wife. Yes, okay. His daughter-in-law.
Okay,
said some weird stuff about Jordan.
She's stepping out of line in the family.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's telling... nobody likes this woman. So that's minus 400, get engaged, or no longer coaching UNC, plus 250. Again, I think the plus money's the
I think the value's with there. The plus money.
What will happen first? Hudson hired by North Carolina, or Belichick Hudson married?
Hudson hired by North Carolina.
Plus 700.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they were already saying, like, she was going to do some, like... UNC sports nutrition something rather like it seemed like there was I mean now maybe she's just doing a chief of staff thing but yeah they're better like they'll put her on the payroll before they're wedded.
Yeah, that's a good bet there.
I love plus 700.
What will happen first? Hudson enrolls in classes at North Carolina or Hudson dates a North Carolina player? Ooh, that's minus money. Dating a player, minus 140.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I would go in roles and classes.
Yeah, I agree. What will happen first, Belichick or Hudson break up? Belichick fired at the end of the season. Minus 300 breakup, plus 200
Yeah, he's
fired.
Not going to be fired. If he's not there, it's because he's leaving. I don't think they're going to kick him out.
What will Hudson's next Instagram photo feature? Belichick in cut-off sleeves. Belichick in a suit. Hudson's navel shown. Or Belichick with rip in shirt. That's plus 500 rip in shirt. The odds on favorite there, plus 150 cut off sleeves.
Okay. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Is she going to post something about him coaching or about them going out to an event?
Posts something about the CBS interview, he had a rip in his shirt.
That's right.
That might not be a bad bet. Mm-hmm. Will Belichick's book be on the New York Times bestsellers list?
Ooh.
Yes, plus 170, no, minus 250. I don't think it will.
I'll say no.
What will Belichick do next? Get tattoo, dye his hair blonde, go with a mullet, pierce his ears, pierce his nose, or man bun hairstyle?
None of the above.
Boy, that's dumb. And which UNC fraternity will Bill Belichick join? And they have.
I know that he already sent pizzas to a frat.
Did he?
Or to a bunch of frats for, I don't know. I think when North Carolina was in, it was like before the North Carolina Duke game, he was like trying to endear himself and get a little support from the Greek community. So he got pizzas for all the frats to watch the UNC basketball game.
Well. The Sigma Alpha Epsilon plus 2,500. They're at the bottom.
He's not joining a fraternity. This is stupid.
I know. These are pretty dumb.
The last two were terrible.
Yeah. Well, look, they're...
They can't all be winners.
Yeah, they can't all be winners. But I think he's... I don't think he's coaching North... I think he coaches one season, if that. That's a hot take.
If that.
Yeah.
I think... I want the odds on the exact number of one season, not canned or leaving before the end of it.
Just one.
And just one. That's the one I'd be interested in.
All right. There are your Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson prop bets. Tell you what, she is a smoke show, though. I got to say.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
I'm not talking about this.
No.
No.
Coming up next, we have in the news, guys, many questions with one story. Our beloved Tilly has passed, and we've got a farm for sale, at least part of a farm. That's next. Here's Buck. All right, nice to have you along. It is May 1st. It's May Day.
Should we be starting a band?
I think we should. I think we should.
For those that aren't aware, Isaac and I were playing those two drops to the beat of the song simultaneously, but separately. Yep. Each responsible for a different drop. And I got to say, it sounded pretty good.
I thought it was great. Some of our finest work. I like to use Sook's ha. It fits in a lot of places. Right on the beat, you know?
And I go with the wah.
Wah.
Sook's wah. It is May 1, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is indeed May Day, which I don't even know what that means, but it's May 1st. Also, it is School Principals Day. I am guessing that is not an easy job, so for today, we say to you, school principals, we love you. I don't know. We're rooting for you.
Good on you.
Yeah, good on you. Would you ever want to be a school principal?
Like, no.
If they came to you right now and said, Buck, we need you to leave Isaac and Sook's show, and we're going to pay you a little bit more, and you're going to be a principal of a school.
A little bit more?
Just
no.
A little
bit. Not a chance.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I don't mind. I don't mind the idea of like being around, I don't know, high schoolers or something like that. Like you could, like I would be a teacher. I'd be like a teacher coach or something.
You'd
like that.
You'd be a good teacher.
But I would, the administration part of it where 90% of the job is just dealing with other people bitching. No, thank you.
Yeah. And parents.
And disciplining and.
School boards.
Yeah. No, thank you. No.
Investigating text messages.
People, like, I put people who do, like school admin, especially public school admin, like, they're right up there with, like, nurses for
yeah.
me, as far as, like,
I agree.
They're doing a job, and yes, they're getting paid, but they are servants of the society. They're offering a service for all of us and for our youth.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's an easy job.
No, it's often thankless.
Although, I don't know, I never saw my principal. Remember, yeah, he was around, he'd wear a suit. Regal guy, but you never really saw him. I don't know what he was doing. He's probably out to three martini lunches with the teachers. Mrs. Johnson.
People really liked our principal, but he always looked like he'd spent about 3 minutes too long in the tanning bed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A little too red and rosy.
The fake bake, or just like would
yeah,
go to
like, yeah, it looked like he was just like a little bit too fair, and he was just like getting a little bit sunburned all the time when it wasn't really sunny weather.
It is also National Salad Day. If you were going to order a salad, what type of salad is your favorite? Not Ooh. A huge salad guy, but...
I like a variety of salads. I like an Asian chicken salad. That's
your go-to?
I don't know if it's my go-to, but I like the flavors of, like, kind of bright, citrusy, little crunch, maybe some green onion in there, something like that. But I like a taco salad. I had a taco salad today.
I saw that. That yeah. looked gross.
I'm sorry. I thought it was great.
I'm glad you liked it. Can I say that there is no better salad than the iceberg wedge blue cheese bacon tomato salad?
Love the iceberg wedge.
There's just
especially
no better
if
salad.
You're going out for like a steak.
Yeah.
You're having it like it's part perfect. Of the steakhouse pregame.
Best salad. And if I had to order like a salad for my meal, it's probably I'd probably go chicken Caesar.
It's fine.
I think it's a solid salad.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing... I just like... yeah, there's nothing great about it. It's just... All the others are like, yeah.
Like a good Caesar with a table, like a made-on-the-spot dressing. Like, that can be pretty solid.
Greek salad do anything for you? Mediterranean salad?
I like Greek food, but, like, I'm not a big fan of feta or Kalamata olives, and that's kind of the crux of the Greek salad, so no, not really there.
What about the Cobb?
No, I'm not a Cobb fan. Mostly... I have to be in exactly the right spot to want the blue cheese. I don't always like blue cheese. And with the wedge and the bacon and the onions, like, it's just perfect. But something about the blue cheese, like, just the crumbles with all the hard-boiled egg and... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Portland police are investigating a possible attempted abduction after a woman said a man took off with her child in a stroller before being confronted by the mother. I have a lot of questions about this story here. The child was safely taken back to her home uninjured while the suspect is still at large. This happened Tuesday morning. Scotty Grimes, the mother of the child, spoke with Coin6 about the incident. She said around 8 a.m., she said she was getting ready to take her daughter, Sonnet, to preschool.
Okay.
But she had to pop... No, she lives in the Mount Tabor neighborhood, okay?
Okay.
So she had to pop back into the house to grab something. Seconds later, she pops... Or she looks out the window just to make sure Sonnet was okay and didn't get up and run away.
Boy, this seems like poor judgment already.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know. Just running back into the house real quick?
Yeah.
Although, why can't you just take the stroller?
Just wheel the stroller in with you, yeah.
She said she saw the stroller was gone. Can you imagine that feeling?
I cannot imagine the pit in your stomach.
Yes.
That's one of those things where, like...
Oh, my God.
You lose all your color and it just washes over you. That would be...
Instant panic.
I cannot imagine.
She said she ran outside. She saw a man dressed in all black walking down the street with her daughter in the stroller.
Apaya!
I don't remember everything I said. She says, I don't remember everything I said because I was in panic mode, but I do remember punching him in the face.
Yeah.
Apaya!
Hell yeah. And...
In the face! In the face!
She then swung the stroller around and yelled at him, I'm going to call the cops. The suspect fled and the child was unharmed.
What? I'm always fascinated by, like, what kind of person sees taking a child as just, like, a crime of opportunity? Like, what is your end game here?
And that's my question. It's like, why would you do... First of all, you're not committed to the bit because you just...
Because you just happened upon it. Like, you weren't... It wasn't right. It wasn't like a heist
that you've
been
planning.
Well, and
you just let her take it back. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you do? You're just half-assing, taking a... I don't know.
It seems like you did it on a whim, which... Right. What?
Yeah, maybe just wanted to scare, like, be an ass and scare her.
I don't.
So here's another thing. This is another red flag about this story. Grimes was in so much shock that she said she didn't call police until 2 hours later.
Okay.
Something else happened. Or she knew the guy.
That I'm going with that. This was not random.
Yeah, it doesn't sound... They're trying to make it sound random.
Something might have happened. She might have owed someone money. It might have been an ex. I don't know. The fact that she screamed, I'm going to call police, and then didn't do that for 2 hours, that's really fishy. I hope, well, I don't want to say I hope. I hope she's telling the truth, and I hope that she's okay having come out of that shock, but that seems odd.
Yeah, apparently Grimes is saying that a lot of people are commenting on this on social media, saying you should not have left your child alone outside, which...
Tend to agree.
Fair. She says she's confident she has seen the suspect walking around in her neighborhood before. She made a post about the incident. That was on Nextdoor, and then all the people were like, yeah, don't leave your kid out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Someone commented saying their daughter had been followed by a man in all black in the same neighborhood on that same day. So they say he is 6 feet, 250 pounds, a little portly. He's a Clydesdale, as it were.
Yeah.
If he were to run a sprint try. Or is that what it's called? Sprint try?
That's right.
White man, he's in his 50s, dressed in black zip-up sweatshirt, black jeans, a black beanie, and a medical-type mask. Yeah, so he's up to no good.
Jeez.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff about that story. But yeah. I'm glad they're okay. Never mess with a mom, man.
Hiya!
Mess you up. Well, Buckley, our beloved Tilly has passed away. Oregon Zoo is mourning Tilly's death. She is the river otter that we all have come to love.
Oh.
Yeah.
We just saw the river otters last weekend.
They clubbed her to death.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. No, they humanely euthanized her.
Hopefully they didn't club her to death.
Why'd you laugh at that?
I laughed at the idea of you thinking it's a good idea to report that.
Nah, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
No, they don't do that over there.
No, apparently no they don't.
They're really distraught over the death of Tilly. Tilly was geriatric for her species. She was 16.
Seems old for an otter.
She'd been there for 13 years, and they say it's a very sad time for her and the staff. Please give them their space. Some of the people that took care of her were there the first day she got there as a little otter pup.
A little pup.
But she had a decline in her health because she's an old. So she was named after the Tillamook River. And she was...
Well, that's a good little inspiration. I do like the way that the Oregon Zoo finds little local tie-ins.
Yeah. And they found her orphaned near Johnson Creek in 2009. And she had been wounded in an animal attack. She was seriously malnourished, so she was about to die. So they saved her, and she had a nice little life in the zoo.
By all accounts, they gave her a wonderful new start.
Yeah, and that's good. So rest in peace.
R.I.P. Tilly.
Tilly. We will miss ye. Okay, do you remember Little People, Big World, the show on...
Was it TLC?
TLC.
I do. Never watched it. But
oh, you never did? I did watch it a time or two.
The reason I remember it is because there was a time that my mom was briefly fascinated with the John and Kate Plus 8 show, and there were always promos for Little People, Big World around John and
Same
Kate
stuff.
Plus 8.
Same stuff, yeah. John and Kate, that was Kate, what was her name? She ended up becoming all kinds of problematic, didn't she?
And I mean,
or no, he did.
He did.
He yeah, was, yeah he, he's like a pedophile. Or something.
Oh, was I didn't know that. Well, I know that he at least split from her and then had like a younger girlfriend and like might have been cheating or something like that. But I didn't know there was like, was there gross like younger kid stuff?
John Gosling, formerly known for his role on John and Kate Plus 8, is now engaged.
He was involved in some mired in some controversy. Yeah. He looked like the bad guy. Although she gets credited with like the original Karen haircut.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she was a
Karen.
Karen, for sure. Yeah, Kate
Gosling.
Well, yeah, her name was Kate Kreider, though.
Oh,
that was her maiden name.
Sure.
Boy, yeah, go look at.
Oh no!
Look at her haircut on her Wikipedia. Yeah, that page. Kate Gosling. Look at that haircut, boy. You want to talk about Karen? She's 50.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I remember.
Yeah, you don't know what a Karen haircut looks like? Look at that. I didn't know she was a nurse either, but apparently she was.
Oh yeah,
in Pennsylvania, met at a company picnic. That show sucked.
And then she had sextuplets, right?
Yeah,
twins and sextuplets.
I'm gonna look him up. I got a report.
There was something.
There
odd
was
there.
Something with him, and I can't remember what it was. Also, Little People, Big World. A little something going on with them. They're local celebrities. We'll get to that. Coming up next on In the News on The Fan. Yeah, so apparently with John and Kate, I turned him into a pedophile, and that's bad. I'm going to retract that. At this point, he was not.
How big of you?
Yeah, that was bad. I don't know why I thought it was that bad. He had allegations of cheating.
And I think the person he cheated with was like a really young, like either assistant or like somebody who was a second degree of separation friend of the mom who was like 25 or something like that. Yeah. It was like a, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently he says it's a misconception and he never cheated on her. He never left the family and he's not a parted boy, but...
What?
That was the rumor. And then there were also rumors that Kate cheated on him with the bodyguard and it's a whole salacious thing. Anyway, who cares about them? Let's talk about a real reality TV show family. The Roloffs! I met Amy once. She was at... Where was that? Was it a golf tournament? I think she was out at our golf tournament one year. Nice woman. They've had their share of problems too, the Roloffs. I think they're divorced. But a section of a popular Oregon farm featured on their show is on the market. If you'd like to buy that, Buck, with your big radio money.
I mean, is it all specified to little people? In their big world, I can't imagine having much use for a house built for little people.
No, their house. Like, if you ever watched, you said you never watched. The
I
show?
Remember seeing promos for it, but I didn't. Was it? Were the parents small and the kids were big?
One or two of the kids was big, and everybody else was small. Okay. I think I can't remember. I don't know.
Have you ever seen the show?
I did watch it. I've seen it. And like I said, Amy and I are very close. We go way back. 16 acres of the Roloff family farm, which was the setting for the series Little People, Big World, is being listed for just under $3 million U.S. dollars. Five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bathroom home. It also includes the Red Barn, the castle, and the Western Town. Matt says, I'm 63, I'm going to be 64, and I'm just trying to simplify. It's time for me to spend more time on the retirement trail. Not good for him. He says his kids will inherit the remaining 80-plus acres that he owns. He says, it's really a launch pad for your dreams. It's the ultimate piece of property in terms of location. It's uniquely positioned.
I'd like a launch pad for my dreams. That sounds good.
You have $3 million?
No. But I like the wording he used. A launch pad for your dreams.
Yeah, he's a good salesman, that guy. He adds that the Roloff Family Farm will be open this fall for their annual pumpkin season, and that Amy, along with her new husband, will be out on the farm. The home comes with a pool and a hot tub on the back patio. They got a nice, dude, I tell you what, they did well for themselves out there.
Pretty sweet little setup.
Yeah. You ever been out there?
Where is it?
I knew you were going to ask that.
How would I know where, if I've been out there, if I don't know where it is?
It's,
Have you ever been out there?
Helvetia, I think.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've been out
there. I've been around
way.
There. I don't think we've ever been on the property, but I don't know. I don't remember.
It's on the way to the coast.
Yeah, they're out in Helvetia. Yeah. Yeah, they're north of 26, north of Helvetia. They do all kinds of fun stuff for the fun holidays. Make a bunch of money off of you.
Nice.
There is a new Oregon reality show family.
Oh.
Move Over Roloffs.
Mm.
I don't even think the Roloffs are still on. But this is on TLC. And it centers on polyamorous Oregon family. Have you seen the ads for this?
Someone texted about this. I have not seen ads or promos for it, but somebody on the text line earlier today said that there's like a new Max or somewhere, I mean, I guess somewhere else show that focused on polyamorous couples here in Oregon.
Yeah. They live here. They live in Lebanon. And the show is set to premiere the trailer, yeah, so it will air on TLC every Tuesday at 7. It was also streaming on HBO Max. It's called Poly Family. The trailer shows the family dynamic could change throughout the season. It follows... One second. It follows a polyamorous quad, which is four adults who are living and raising their children together.
Boy, I'm looking at photos of them. Yeah. Not the people I would expect to be engaging in this poly family.
How would you describe what they look like?
They look very wholesome.
Yeah.
Midwestern, maybe even. They almost look like they would be like active in your local church. Like you don't look at them thinking like, oh, they're into weird love and sex stuff.
They're
like,
all doing it with each other.
But apparently, I mean, or they've... Boy, this is odd. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You going to check it out?
Maybe it'll happen. No, I don't have time to check this out. I mean,
you wanted to.
This is probably as intrigued as I'm going to get, but I'm intrigued at the moment.
Two of the partners, Alyssa and Tyler, were already husband and wife and shared two children together before joining fellow married couple, Taya and Sean. They both refer to the other's wives as their girlfriends, but neither the women nor the men have romantic relationships with each other. I don't buy that. Do you buy that?
What, you mean like the dude? Yeah, I buy that.
Wait, are you saying like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, they're just saying the dudes aren't hooking up with the dudes and the girls aren't hooking up with the girls, and I buy that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We never set out to live our lives like this, but we realized we could love more than one person and make our own rules as to what we want our family to look like.
How do you find that with four? Because that has to be one person's idea, or maybe two people's idea, and then you're getting a third person on board. Guarantee the fourth person in does not like this.
Yeah, you're really lucky if you get four people that are all like, yeah, this is great! Exactly what we're looking
for.
Like,
and it said they weren't looking for this. It kind of just, they discovered it, or they kind of stumbled into it or whatever. So someone had to be the last on board, and someone probably still isn't on board.
Since moving in together, Alyssa and Taya have given birth to two other children, and the couples have decided against learning who their biological fathers are to avoid jealousy and remain committed and equal parents.
Oh, that's going to go well over time.
Wow. Yeah, that will not end well.
Nope.
Taya is also 9 months pregnant with their fifth child, the quad's fifth child.
You said they... Do they know whose it is?
I think they do, but I don't think they're going to... It says that they will not tell the kids.
Wow. So right? you're just kind of rolling the dice either or? Man.
Oh, no. It said they've decided against learning who their biological fathers are. So So they don't
for the kids that are already born though. But I'm like, do they know who knocked up the pregnant one?
Well, no, I would imagine that's the same modus operandi, wouldn't you say?
I guess so.
Although the couples are happy with their non-traditional family, despite some of their relatives and friends disapproving, the season premiere reveals some of their challenges. Non-romantic partners Taya and Alicia, must navigate their insecurities and the inevitable jealousy that comes along with the... You know what? I might have to check this out.
Of course you're going to check this out.
I'm going to check this out. You guys, I'm going to report back on this. So it's every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Pauly Family. They live in Lebanon, Oregon, and it will air on TLC, and it will also be streaming on HBO Max.
Did you say it starts this? When's the premiere date? Or has it already?
I thought I read the premiere date, but...
You might have. I just probably wasn't paying attention. I do that from time to time here.
Yeah, it doesn't say. I think it's out soon. I'll find out.
Or already.
We'll find out, guys. We need to follow this. Yeah, here we go. April 29th premiere.
Which is yesterday.
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago.
I don't know about you, but I like when a show comes out, I like it. I am really having trouble watching week to week.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that the other day.
I need to binge.
Yeah.
Especially with Mobland because it's so good. I can't wait. So I might wait and let all these episodes come out and then we'll report back. At any rate, guys, that is in the news. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com for May 1, 2025. Hot 5-5 is next on The Fan.
Or is it?
Oh, wait. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It's next on The Fan.